Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, August 3rd, 2009. Israeli police attacks Palestinians in Jerusalem and the military bulldozes farmlands in the northern West Bank areas. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Five Palestinian civilians were injured and a number of them were arrested on Monday midday as they protested the Israeli settlers had taken over two homes in East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah after the police had kicked out the families that had been living there on Sunday. The families that used to live in the two homes and their international and Israeli supporters were protesting when police attacked them using batons and rifle butts. Local sources reported that five people were taken to the hospital, while at least six people were arrested by the police. Among the arrested were injured people as well. On Sunday at dawn, several hundred Israeli policemen attacked the homes of Al-Ghawali and Hanun families and evicted the residents. Minutes after the police removed the Palestinian families, settlers moved in and took over the two homes. Al-Ghawali and Hanun families originally lost their homes during the 48 war after Israel declared its independence. The United Nations and the Jordanian authorities in East Jerusalem at the time hosted the families in homes located in Sheikh Jarrah. A Jewish settlers' right-wing group called the Sephardic Community Committee claimed that the homes used to be owned by Jews before the Palestinian owners. Several months ago, the Israeli court ruled in favor of the settlers' group, even though the lawyer for the families had evidence indicating that the settlers' documents are forged. The court acknowledged the claimed Sephardic committee ownership over the homes, but also allowed the Palestinian families protected tenant status, meaning that they can't be forced out of their homes. Recently, the settlers' committee filed a lawsuit against the families after claiming that they violated the agreement, which was won by the committee. In related news, the Israeli military bulldozed Palestinian-owned land near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local sources reported that the lands are located south of Nablus and owned by farmers from nearby villages of Burin and Iraq Burin. The head of the Burin village council, Ali Eid, told local media that the military is expanding the Israeli settlements of Burqa and Yitzhar, located nearby. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 14 Palestinians after breaking into their homes at dawn in several parts of the occupied West Bank, local sources reported. Seven Palestinian civilians and one American were kidnapped during a pre-dawn invasion targeting the village of Bel'in near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.